This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
42 years and a day after Neil Armstrong did this.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The history of space exploration closes another American chapter with this.
A lot of emotion today, but one thing's indisputable. America's not going to stop exploring. Thank you, Columbia, Challenger, Discovery, Endeavor, and our ship Atlantis. Thank you for protecting us and bringing this program to such a fitting end. God bless all of you. God bless the United States of America.
With the final landing of the final mission of the Shuttle Atlantis human-piloted spaceflight, takes a pause.
Getting beyond robots, tourism, and space stations, NASA contemplates its next close encounter with a human explorer at the helm. New vehicles and new missions as the shuttle fleet parks for good. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. One small landing for Atlantis early this morning. What's the next giant leap for NASA? We'll explore that on The Takeaway on this Thursday, July 21st.
That's the top story of the day. Space Shuttle Atlantis making its final landing just an hour ago and ending the 30-year shuttle program.
Landing gear down and locked.
The sound of the space shuttle touching down, narrated by NASA commentator Rob Navias. Nearly perfect weather. A record crowd of 2,000 people greeted the shuttle in Cape Canaveral. We want to hear from you. How will you remember the legacy of American space travel? Is it through the photos of the Hubble telescope, as Neil deGrasse Tyson suggests? And where do you see the next step for human exploration in space? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE or text the word TAKE to 69866.
In other headlines, President Obama says that he is open to accepting a stopgap debt ceiling agreement now. The president says he would be willing to push the August 2nd deadline back by a few days if lawmakers used that additional time to finalize a broader deal on spending cuts and revenue increases. Last night, the president met with Republican House Speaker John Boehner and Majority Leader Eric Cantor to discuss $4 trillion of cuts proposed by a bipartisan group known as the Gang of Six.
Triple-digit temperatures across almost half the country. More than 140 million people now under heat advisories or warnings. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Oravec says hot temperatures are due to spread from Washington, D.C. to Boston as the Midwest's heat dome moves east.
Temperatures will be reaching the 95 to 100-degree range over the next few days with very high heat indices of 110 to 115.
The National Weather Service says the heat and humidity is being blamed for as many as 22 deaths around the country.
It's back to work this morning for some 22,000 Minnesota state employees who are out of work for nearly 3 weeks. Yesterday, Governor Mark Dayton signed a budget deal that ended the nation's longest state government shutdown in a decade. Egypt's military has laid out plans for the country's first free and open elections. Half the parliamentary seats will go to individual candidates from each district, while the remaining seats will go to candidates picked by voters' political parties. The military says that to preserve national sovereignty, it's not invited international election monitors to the Egyptian elections. The electoral process will begin in September.
France and Germany have agreed on a common position ahead of an emergency European debt crisis summit. That meeting is underway in Brussels now. Details of their agreement will be announced later today. In Paris, French President Nicolas Sarkozy met with three Libyan rebel leaders from the city of Misrata. Meanwhile, France's foreign minister suggested Muammar Gaddafi could be allowed to stay in Libya if he agrees to step down.
And the cash is flowing. It's a story we're going to talk about more in just a few minutes. Countrywide has started paying back more than 450,000 borrowers who were charged excessive fees when they fell behind on their mortgages, part of a $108 million Federal Trade Commission settlement reached last June. Wells Fargo, meanwhile, has agreed to pay an $85 million civil penalty for steering thousands of potential prime mortgage borrowers into more costly subprime loans. Looking at the markets now, Asian markets mixed. European indices down this morning on the news of the Eurozone meeting on Greek sovereign debt. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,571. The S&P opens at 1,325. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,387. Coming up, a story of justice and financial recompense in the mortgage market. If you're a mortgager or a bond mortgage holder or a bond holder, who gets more money in settlements from the banks? And at the end of the 30-year shuttle program, how do you remember our space mission? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.